This is the first episode of Shine a Light, a program that intends to bring the truth to the people, to wake up the people so that they have a chance in defeating what is to come. Because this truly is the age of deception. And we have before us now the threat of world government. And people had better wake up and quickly, because this very well could be their final move for world government. They've been planning this for years, and I'm going to speak about that now. I'm going to get into the why and the how, and what all of this means. Why is this happening? And why is it happening now? I'm going to answer those questions with what I know personally to be the truth after years of research of these people. And you may not like the answers, but I bring only the truth. This is serious business, what I'll be discussing today, because it has everything to do with your freedom, your family's freedom, your children's freedom, the future generation's freedom. So let us begin down the rabbit hole. I'd like you to cast your mind back to December of 2019. The economy was doing marvelous, great, the best it's ever been in years, right? We have an election next year coming up. Now, for the past 3 years, we have had total propaganda in the media. Of course, the media is always propaganda because that's what they do. The media is the propaganda arm of the government. They are run by the CIA. How do I know this? Because Project Mockingbird, as it's called, gave the CIA power to broadcast propaganda upon the American people. Now, Anderson Cooper of CNN was a CIA intern. A lot of these people came from the CIA. These people are working on behalf of the criminal elements within our own government to bring about their new world order. They are lying to you. They are lying to the American people. They get by with it every single day, and people eat it up like candy. They never say a word about it. Some people do. But how many of those people are called lunatics, such as me? Because I have spoken out about these lunatics that are actually destroying this country. They are undermining the Constitution on a daily basis. They are absurdly out of control. And people just sit by and let it all happen. So cast your mind back to 2019. The economy is wonderful and great. We have an election coming up next year. Now the media begins to talk about this virus that has now come to fruition in Wuhan. People are dying, supposedly. People are getting this virus, but it's under control, right? And then the wildest speculation begins to spring forth in the media. But all of this was occurring in China at the time. At this point, it hasn't come to America yet. This is their timeline. Remember that. This is all part of a story. It is a work of fiction. It is all propaganda. meant to convince you, the American people, that there is a virus out there that is going to decimate you and your entire family, and it is going to take your life. They knew what they were doing from the get-go. They had it all planned. The economy was doing marvelous. They even admitted that. Of course, me personally, I don't believe that was the case. Some of it was true. A lot of it was an illusion. It was a built-up illusion. So then what happens? The media begins to bring it slowly into the consciousness of the American people. They plant the seed and watch it grow. And they watch this seed. They nurture this seed until it becomes a plant. It grows roots. It grows leaves. And it blossoms. This is what they do. This is part of their operation. It's propaganda. It's brainwashing. As I mentioned, it's part of Project Mockingbird that gives the CIA and other agencies like them the ability and the legal authority to give them the right to propagandize the American people and say to them whatever they want. They don't have to report the news. They don't have to tell you the truth. They can tell you whatever the hell they want to, and you're going to believe it. Isn't that the truth? That's what people do. They believe what the news says. And then they convince the large swath of sheeple out there that if you believe anything else than what we say, you should be locked up and put away. You should be in a straitjacket. That's what they convince the American people to believe. And it works beautifully. Manipulating people is easy. They do it every single day, without fail, 24/7, Monday through Sunday, without fail. And the American people are so brainwashed that they cannot see straight. They do not even have a clue what's going on. Now, I'm not speaking about all of you, because I know many of you are intelligent people. No, I'm speaking about the sheeple of America. I'm speaking about the people that do not have the brains, the intellect, to stuff up a gnat's rear end. Those are the people I'm speaking about. So as the media slowly begins to inject this storyline into the consciousness of the American people, they began to take notice. They began to become aware of what was going on in China. Now, this was a classic move by the media. This is what they do all throughout history. They have done this time and time again. They gradually bring it into the consciousness of the American people. It's stated as not a threat. Then it's gradually increased in the consciousness of the American people until it becomes the most dangerous thing they have ever seen or witnessed in their life. And don't you just find it funny that the media downplayed this at the very beginning, and then they gradually, one person dead in Washington. We've got to close the borders down now. Now Trump, they're going to blame Trump because he didn't close the border down fast enough. See, that's what they want. They want the borders closed. Everybody believes that these leftists want the borders open. They want them closed. First, they open the borders, and they use these immigrants for their own benefit by collapsing society, breaking down the middle class. And then, once that is accomplished, they close everything down, you see. And we're already at that point. They want you living in a prison system. They don't want you to go out. They don't want you to come in. This whole idea that socialists want you to be free inside your country and inside your state is ridiculous. They are all about state control. They are all about control. And not just a little control. They're all about total control, totalitarianism, Marxism, communism. That is what they are about. And that is what they want. How do they do it? How do we convince the American people to bring this about? First, we must justify the reasons for why this should occur. How do we do that? And they do that in the following way. They break society down to the point where the people beg the government for a solution to the problem. And the government gives them the answer. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. And it has been used successfully throughout history too many times to count. And it is successful if used properly. And they know how to use it properly. So they break society down to the point where the people begin to beg the government for the solution. And the solution is always in favor of those in power, if you take notice. The solution is always in favor of those in power. So if they want to get rid of guns, they convince the American people through fear, emotional trauma, played out in the media, and the government says, we can get rid of this violence. We can get rid of this gun violence and the guns that is causing all of this turmoil. They come in to institute these laws, which are unconstitutional, but we must have these laws, according to them, to get rid of the violence. In this case, the gun violence. And the American people are all on board for this. It's easy to convince the people when they feel threatened, you see. This is the Hegelian dialectic. This is what they have used on the American people for decades. And this is just one way this technique can be used. The idea of the technique is that they can lead you to the point where you think you've made the choice organically on your own when it was already predetermined for you and the outcome was already known. That is what the Hegelian dialectic is all about. And they have used it, as I said, time and time again. One example that they're using now is through these riots. They devolve society to the point where the people begin to beg the government for more control. They play the role very well as victims. The government, the police, they're victims, and in some cases, they are. But you must look deeper than that. They are being used as well, you see. They believe that they are part of the system, but they will be eaten up just like everybody else, and they will be the first to go. So what do? They air these riots on TV, just like they did back in L.A. in 1992, to freak the American people out, to disturb the American people, to convince them that something must be done. We have to have more control, more, because this violence is out of hand. So what do? They let everybody run wild. They don't stop anybody. Criminals run wild on purpose, letting them do it without any repercussion. And they do this in order to disturb the American consciousness so that they will willingly accept a new way of life, more control, a new system. And they, the people, will believe that they took themselves there organically on their own volition, when in fact, it was predetermined from the very beginning. The same thing is being done with immigration. The leftists want to open the borders to create more chaos and use immigrants for their own benefit to bring about the Marxist agenda, socialism. They want to use immigrants, and then, after all is said and done, they want to close the country off to where you can never leave. You can't leave, and you can't come in. And people believe the Republicans are going to close the borders. They're not just going to close the borders. They plan to limit everything. They plan to put control in everything. Coming to this country legally will be restricted. And everyone thinks that the left and the right are different. They're not different at all. On the far right, you have anarchy, no control. On the far left, you have total control. In both extremes, you lead to the same point, communism. You have many on the right that are actually leftists. That is where all of these Marxist laws are coming from. It's fine to close the border. But you cannot limit the American people's freedom to travel freely in this country, out of this country, or into this country. Unless we're at war. Oh, I forgot. We're at war with the unseen enemy. That's correct. Oh, I forgot. The unseen enemy. So that gives us the justification as the federal government to close everything, including your own life. That's right, folks. Forget about going to the store to get food properly without being raped. Forget about traveling from state to state freely without going through a checkpoint. And the federal government or the state does not have the right to make you wear a mask unless you're indecently exposing yourself. That is the only way that they can control what you wear. And a mask is not indecent exposure, is it? But knowing these lunatics, they might just pass a law that says if you don't wear a mask, you're naked in public. That's how these people think. They're sick. But to get back to the Hegelian dialectic and how they use it. How do we justify removing the guns out of the American people's hands? What do we do to make that happen? Because the people are not going to accept the federal government coming in and taking away the firearms, are they? They're going to have a justification for it. So if all these children are being killed, that is the impetus and the justification for removing guns. Just like this virus is the justification for closing the borders, closing all travel between states, closing everything you can imagine, taking away your rights, your constitutionally protected rights, your freedoms. They're getting rid of all that because you need to stay safe from yourself and everybody else around you because of this virus. This virus is out to kill. It is the unseen enemy. It is going to take us over if we do not bring about this new order and way of life. We must do something about it now. Right? Does that not sound like what's going on? Even President Trump sounds just like this. Doesn't he? The unseen enemy. Unquote. The war that we are waging against this virus, the wartime president that he refers to himself as, this is all meant to convince you that we are at war with nothing that exists, that don't even exist in the way that they're saying. Sure, it exists, but it's not a threat. It's been around forever. They took the virus and used it as the justification to bring about world government, period. And it's just one thing in the many things that they have used to do it. Just one piece of the puzzle. In a long line of puzzle pieces. And if you haven't been paying attention over the many years that they have been doing this, it will be difficult for you to understand just how deceptive they are. We are dealing with a brotherhood. We are dealing with a group of people that believe a certain way. They believe that they are God. They believe that they are the only ones that truly possess the intellect to exist, and the rest of us are rabble. The rest of us should be eliminated. This is what they believe. When you get right down to it, these are the people in powerful positions in this country and around the world that are striving on a daily basis to bring about a one-world government while the American people are asleep at the wheel. They do things behind what is known as the veil, in secret, without your knowledge. That is the problem. And it absolutely amazes me how the American people have not put the puzzle together with regard to this virus. The economy was doing wonderful. Then suddenly this virus comes around and tanks the economy overnight. The stock market drops down to 19,000, the Dow. When are people going to wake up? When are people going to put the puzzle together? In order for them to have their new world order, they must collapse the current system and way of things. They must get rid of it and institute a new order. The phoenix rising from the ashes. They must do this. How will they do it? What justification? And sure enough, the virus is the perfect thing to use in order to convince the American people that we all must shut down our way of life in order to defeat the unseen enemy. The unseen enemy. Do you realize how ridiculous that sounds? The unseen enemy. You can't see it. It's unseen. We could go on like this forever. It's unseen. You know, we could go on and on and on because it'll never stop. It's unseen. And with an unseen enemy, we can manipulate it however we want because you can't see it. Can't you see the manipulation? The possibilities for manipulation. This is a whole new level of propaganda. This is something you cannot see. We are at perpetual war with something that you don't even know exists or not. So we'll just close down everything and make it so difficult that you cannot make a living for yourself that you might just end up dead. You can't go to the market. You can't get food properly. You can't do this. You can't do that. And on and on and on it will go. And it is devolving daily. Every day there is a new constitutional violation in this country. The more chaos that they can create, the better off they are, because that means they can institute the control that they need. They will have the justification. The more chaos, the more control. Order out of chaos. Ordo ab chao. So just like clockwork, what do they do? What do they do? These riots begin. This was all promulgated by the media. This was all brought about by the media, stoking the fires, manipulating people. Again, they must break down the bonds between people. They must bring about chaos in all forms. They must devolve society, the economy, personal relationships, everything else that you can imagine. Everything has to devolve in order to break down the current order so that they can come in and provide the solution, which is the new world order, the new answer, the new age. This is how they accomplish that, and the American people cannot seem to put the puzzle together. I asked you before, why is it the American people are so stupid that they cannot put this puzzle together? Well, I know why. Because they have been, for years, complacent towards the truth, apathetic towards the truth. They do not care about the truth when you get right down to it. They go to work, they come home, that's it. People do not care about anything other than their job, or what they're eating for supper, or what movie they're going to watch. They do not care about what's going on, and that is by design. And if they do care about something, it's always something that the media has propagated them with to become advocates for, to become warriors for, something that those in power are using against you to accomplish their goals that you don't even realize you're falling victim to. The media has done it in spades. They have brainwashed the people to not care about what goes on. They couldn't even tell you what the First Amendment says and how many rights are in the First Amendment. They don't even know what the Bill of Rights are. They don't even know what the Constitution is. The Constitution is the United States of America. They don't even know it. But it's important to them. But they don't even know what it means. They've never read it. So how do you know what rights you're losing if you don't even know the rights that you have now? Which is very, very little. And every day you're losing more and more. And people say, well, it's not affecting me. I don't notice anything. Well, no, because you don't know what rights you have. And you're going to wake up one day and you're going to ask yourself, where the hell am I? Because you're not going to be able to walk out your front door without being searched by a security officer. You're going to have to wear a mask when you leave your house. It's going to be written into law, written into stone. And the American people are not going to be on your side if you attempt to speak out about it, because they have been thoroughly brainwashed by the media to be against what you believe, which is the truth. So we find ourselves at a crossroad. On one hand, you have the people against the people. You have the good against the bad, the people that want to retain our freedoms and our rights, restore the republic, and the people that want to tear it down and bring about a new way of life. Whether they realize it or not, they have been brainwashed into believing the agenda of the elite, the agenda of those in power. And they do not realize it because they're sheeple and they're stupid. But there's a lot of people out there that do, and I'm just one of them. So this coronavirus is just another in a long line of deceptions. This is one of the greatest deceptions I personally know of, because it has the ability to seemingly remove all the rights that you hold dear, all your freedoms, because it is an unseen enemy that can be used to justify world government all over the world. Not just in the United States, but all over the world. It is a world government that they want, and they must break down the current order to bring it about. And they have been working towards this for many decades. And it's coming to fruition. The American people are at a crossroad. They must wake up or face the consequences of their inaction. If the American people continue to ignore what is going on and do not rise up and come together to defeat this, they will find themselves in shackles and they will be slaves in the New World Order. This is a fact. You mark my words as I am saying this to you now. You do not have to believe it. You can find out for yourself, because it will happen just sure as I am sitting here talking to you now. It will happen. When will it happen? I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you when, but it's getting there. It is 90% accomplished. Coronavirus is a perfect operation to bring it about fully. That's all they need is a virus that you can't see, you can't identify. You've got all these supposed experts to tell you what to believe, and you're supposed to believe them because they know the truth. They can't even decide how it even works. They believe viruses are coming from outside the body with no purpose, that a virus is alive and it has a survival instinct. Of course, those in power know that that's not true. They know that it is propaganda. But the lower level people do not know this. They have been misled, once again. Misled very dangerously, I might add, because this is the type of misleading that will kill people in the end. This is something that leads to a vast landscape of total control. All they have to do is use the virus to justify their actions, and the American people will 99.9% of the time get behind it, because they don't want to die from the virus, but they're going to die anyway because the government's going to control them in such a way that it's going to kill them. See, the people are always being misled, it seems, into the wrong direction. They never do anything that is for their own good. They're always doing something against their own good. They're working against themselves. The only way the American people and the people of the world are going to wake up is if they start to learn biology, they start to learn the human body. Why do viruses exist? Why do bacteria exist? They have to educate themselves. They have to forget what they think they know and relearn from the very beginning, and stop relying on people that think they know when they're saying the same old nonsensical, unproven theory that they have for years and years and decades that can be observed by your own two eyes to be totally and completely different than that which they tell you to believe. What they say is not what actually occurs in nature. You must remember these people, they are on a mission to bring about a new world order, and they must mislead the people and make them turn against their own selves. That includes their own body and those around them. They must separate man from nature. They must separate man from the natural creation and order of the universe. That is the only way that they can truly accomplish their goal. They have to turn man against himself, against nature. Then they will provide the answer. Now, I have talked about this to enlighten those that may not understand just how corrupt and deceptive the people in power that control everyone is. And to further touch on this topic, I'm going to be quoting from a recent article concerning the World Health Organization. Quote, "The COVID-19 pandemic could get worse and worse," the head of the World Health Organization has warned, after a record high 230,000 cases were confirmed yesterday. Yesterday as in July 12th. He was previously claimed that the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic was yet to come because the spread of the life-threatening disease is accelerating in some parts of the world. He said today, quote, "Let me be blunt. Too many countries are headed in the wrong direction. The virus remains public enemy number one." If basics are not followed, the only way this pandemic is going to go It is going to get worse and worse and worse, but it does not have to be this way. There will be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future. There is a lot to be concerned about, unquote. Now, folks, what does that tell you? There will be no return to the old normal. According to the head of the World Health Organization, which is a fraudulent organization. No different than the CDC, another fraudulent, lying organization. Anytime you see a statistic from these folks, it is completely fraudulent. They lie left and right. You can look it up throughout history. They are the propaganda arm of the government, just like the media is another propaganda arm of the government. They put out phony, false science and make everyone believe it's legitimate. They refer to and fund studies that are completely biased in their favor. Fraudulently lying, poorly written in almost every regard, they mix truth with lies to mislead the people. I have read some of the most ridiculous articles, studies, that were done by what seemed to be a 17-year-old out of high school. And these are some of the studies that these people use to legitimize what they are saying. And what they are saying is total bunk. If anyone had a shred of logical sense in them, they could see that. They would know that. Take, for example, their statements on mercury in vaccines. Oh, the mercury isn't dangerous because it's inorganic. So what? Mercury in the body, both kinds, are the same type of toxin. One may be a little bit more dangerous than the other, but they're still mercury. They go to the brain. And I've had people tell me, well, no, the body gets rid of mercury through the kidneys. Yes, that may be true if it is ingested. Injection, however, is a totally different matter. Mercury goes directly to the brain 90% of the time because the brain is predominantly fat and toxins go into fat. But here's the other part. The nervous system utilizes metallic minerals to conduct light and electricity throughout the nervous system. It reflects light. It uses minerals to reflect light and electricity. Mercury is determined by the body as a metal, but it cannot utilize it. So it finds its way through the processes of phagocytosis into the brain, into the nervous system, where it is deposited. As I spoke about in my presentation on viruses, where I mentioned zeta potential. Zeta potential has everything to do with everything when it comes to autism. When it comes to damage from vaccines, because it causes the blood to clump together. These metals cause cells to lose their zeta potential. They clump together like glue. What happens? The body can't get blood into the tiny vessels in the brain because the cells can't move in a single file line. Because the zeta potential is not high. Therefore, what happens? Stroke in the brain. Not enough blood. Not enough oxygen. So you get mini strokes. So you have facial paralysis. All different types of paralysis of varying levels. And you also have full-on paralysis, where the body is just totally paralyzed. And then you have some children, for instance, that have a little facial paralysis. Some mental capacity is diminished. In some children, it causes great damage. Irreversible. But I'm going to cover that more in another episode. And I'm going to expose this fraudulent science. I'm going to expose the lies and the propaganda so that you all will have a better understanding about how to protect yourself and your family. Now, one other article I was going to quote from that is absolutely amazing. This is from CNN. The headline reads, "A Texas ICU nurse is hospitalized with COVID-19 after testing negative." After testing negative. CNN, an ICU nurse in Texas has found herself in the position of some of the very same patients she spent the last few weeks treating. Hospitalized with COVID-19 even after testing negative for the virus. Heather Valentine, age 24, isn't exactly sure whom she may have picked it up from and told CNN on Tuesday that she was reluctant to even accept that she had symptoms. Valentine was exhausted a week ago after her third daily hospital shift in a row in Houston, she said, but didn't think much of it until the body aches, a fever, and a small cough surfaced. So she ran to the hospital? Over that? Body aches? A fever? Small cough. That's a mild cold, folks. The article continues. On Wednesday, Valentine said she took a rapid antibody test, which came back negative. Antibody tests can help identify recent past infections, not current ones. Though even when antibodies are present, the tests can be wrong up to half the time, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control noted in May. Half the time, the antibody tests are inaccurate. The next day, she took a viral test that also came back negative. Issues with samples, testing, or timing of tests can all lead to false negatives. It's not clear whether she was tested again. Did you catch that? False negatives. Most of the time, you're hearing of false positives. But now, because she had symptoms similar to coronavirus, they tried and tried and tried to prove that she had coronavirus when the test kept coming back negative. You notice how when the test is negative, it's not true, and when it's positive, it's definitely true. Quote, "I could have required intubation if I would have waited a couple days more," Valentine said. Well, how does she know that? How does she know that? Why would she be intubated with a tube going down her throat over mild cough and body aches? Can anyone explain that? You didn't even give your body time to decide what's going on. You ran directly to the hospital. And this is exactly how nurses think and behave. They are part of the system. They have been misled every which way, and they don't know which way is up or down. That is the truth. Nurses are some of the biggest advocates for vaccines and dangerous medications and treatments that there is. They are advocates for it because they're part of the system. She went on to say, quote, "If you have any kind of symptom, stay home. Get checked out. Don't wait until you can't breathe to go get help." Absolutely unbelievable. No, you should just run to your doctor at the very first sign of a bodily problem. If you have a cold, a cough, a body ache, a sore foot, because you might have a life-altering problem that is going to kill you or seriously jeopardize your life. This is the same story I have heard over and over and over for the past 3 months. These empty-headed nurses that are, quote, working on the front lines like this is a war zone. And people believe these nurses and these doctors. And some of the things that they say is so far out of left field that it's unbelievable. I was reading an article just the other day that a woman who does autopsies found that all the patients that had died of coronavirus had blood clots in their major organs. Well, you don't say. It's called rigor mortis. And when you die, your blood clumps together because it can't flow anymore. It dies. The cells die. And they stick together. You're going to find blood clots in all the major organs of any dead person. Give it enough time, and you'll find a blood clot. These are the ridiculous articles I'm talking about. And people don't know the difference. They don't know what that means, see? I thought it was absolutely laughable. Here's another laughable article from CNN, once again. The title reads, Moderna coronavirus vaccine shows promising safety and immune response results in published Phase 1 study, but more research is needed. A COVID-19 vaccine developed by the biotechnology company Moderna in partnership with the National Institutes of Health has been found to, here it is, here's the kicker, has been found to induce immune responses in all of the volunteers who received it in a Phase 1 study. You don't say. It induces an immune response. When you inject foreign tissue into the body, what do you think happens? The immune system kicks in. It has to get rid of this garbage. It doesn't belong in the body. How does it do that? I spoke about that in the presentation on viruses. When you inject foreign animal tissue, viral tissue, into the body, your immune system reacts. And it can react in very strong ways. Very dangerous to inject anything into the body like that. That's why it can cause anaphylactic shock. It can kill. The article goes on to say, these early results published in the New England Journal of Medicine on Tuesday showed that the vaccine worked to trigger an immune response with mild side effects, fatigue, chills, headache, muscle pain, pain at the injection site, becoming the first U.S. vaccine candidate to publish results in a peer-reviewed journal. This is absolutely, again, unbelievable. These articles are paid propaganda. It's as if monkeys were writing this garbage. The vaccine is expected to begin later this month a large Phase 3 trial, the final stage before regulators consider whether to make the vaccine available. Well, I thought you were going to make it available to everyone. You said it sparks the immune response. I could go get a vaccine full of water, and it would probably spark the immune response. That proves nothing. I'm absolutely amazed at this article. It's nonsense. And there's hundreds, if not thousands more, just like it. And new ones coming out every day to mislead the people, to confuse the people. There's so much confusion out there, they don't even know what's going on. They are living in a made-up fantasy land, wherein the media is making their reality for them. Not real reality, but their reality. The reality they want to push on everyone. And I have to say, it's working beautifully. People are sound asleep and they're becoming dumber day by day. Fortunately, there is a small group of people out there that are using their brains, a very small group, that have the intellect to think outside the box. But those are few and far between. And worst of all, these sheeple, as I like to call them, are the people that are going to get us in a lot of problems. they are going to be the ones that are advocating for this vaccine or any vaccine, that it be mandated. And I have read the ravings of these lunatics. They want to mandate it onto the people. They do not care about your personal liberty and your personal freedom. And they certainly do not care if it is dangerous. So, hopefully I have been able to enlighten you all about what is truly going on, the implications behind this that is so very important. Everyone owes it to themselves. If they love freedom, and they love themselves and their families, they owe it to themselves to find out and seek the truth. Because the truth shall set you free. Unfortunately, the American people, most of them, do not care one way or the other. So it is up to the rest of us to be awake to the truth and spread the truth in whatever way we can. So hopefully you have learned something. But there is so much more, because this is just the beginning.